It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, our guest says we have a skewed picture of farming in the United States thanks to a flaw in the way federal data is collected.
First, President-elect Donald Trump announced earlier this morning on Twitter that he is formally nominating Rex Tillerson to the position of Secretary of State.
The ExxonMobil chairman and CEO is rumored to be in the running for the top diplomatic job this week, even after Trump had met with high-profile contenders like Mitt Romney.
Well, Tillerson has gotten some high-profile support. There have been concerns about his lack of government experience and his ties to Russia. David Graham joins us now. He's a staff writer for The Atlantic, where he specializes in U.S. politics and global news. David, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, in general terms, David, what do we know about Rex Tillerson?
We know that he is sort of Mr. Exxon. His entire career has been inside Exxon, working his way up through the ranks, up to CEO. And so we know a fair amount about his business career, and we know very little about what sort of foreign policy he might oversee.
Now, until this announcement, Donald Trump was reported to be considering other picks, including Rudy Giuliani and even Mitt Romney. So what do we know about why Trump moved away from those choices to Tillerson?
We don't know a great deal. Tillerson fits with some of the nominees who he's picked. He's a business leader. He has a sort of friendly attitude toward Russia. So those match with some of the other picks. It's a little bit hard to know. Rudy Giuliani says he removed himself from the running. David Petraeus was another candidate who is speaking to Trump. And while some of these picks have produced a fair amount of kind of noise on the leak side about what exactly was going on, it's a little bit harder to tell with Tillerson. He says that he's a respected businessman and he likes his foreign experience, but that's most of what we know at this point.
So he has foreign experience from his longtime career at ExxonMobil. What do we know about any background he might have in diplomacy?
As far as we know, it is basically his business experience. And some of that has been, he worked in Russia at length. He worked in Yemen. He's worked around the globe. A company as large as Exxon in some ways acts like a sort of state. It has to have its own foreign policy. It has to negotiate foreign alliances. It has to deal with things like sanctions. So he's been a big critic of U.S. sanctions on Russia, which were bad for Exxon's business. So that seems to be his experience.
Now, his relationship with Russia has been raised as a point of concern, and Tillerson has publicly questioned U.S. sanctions on Russia in the past. How would you describe his relationship with Vladimir Putin and with Russia in general?
It seems very close, and I think it's a thing that's born out of business exigency. So when he says he opposes sanctions, he said it's because he thinks that it hurts Exxon's ability. His friendship with Putin seems to basically, reflect, again, the oil business. So Exxon had a major partnership with Rosneft, which is the Russian state oil company, in terms of production. And he was awarded a few years ago the Order of Friendship, which is an award that the Russian president gives out. He has these sort of business ties through those channels.
Now, in the last few days, the CIA has said that Russia hacked or meddled in the U.S. elections in favor of Donald Trump. How does the Tillerson pick look against the backdrop of that particular story?
It's very interesting. Over the last few days, you saw some of the more hawkish members of the Republican Senate caucus speaking out critically both about the hacking matter and about Tillerson. So, you had folks like John McCain and Lindsey Graham saying that they were concerned about hacking and Russia interfering with elections, and that it was something the Senate needed to investigate. And yesterday, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, said they would do that. At the same time, you had some of the same senators saying they were uncomfortable with Tillerson, or they had questions about Tillerson because of his close relationship with Putin and with the Russian government. So, in some ways, it seems like Trump is kind of pushing his edge. He thinks that he can win on the Russia issue. He doesn't seem to take the Republican opposition about hacking very seriously. And so he's happy to go ahead with a pick who many of them have criticized or said that they have some serious questions about.
Right. You mentioned those senators who said they've had concerns, among them John McCain and Marco Rubio. Rubio tweeting some concerns. Is there enough there to potentially block a confirmation in the Senate?
Well, you know, it's a close Senate. Democrats are down, but they're not down by very much. So it wouldn't take a great deal of a defection. If every Democrat voted against Tillerson and a few Republicans peeled off, that could be a problem. And the way, you know, there hasn't been a blocked cabinet appointee since 1989. But we have seen appointees or nominees who have withdrawn because they sort of see the wind shifting. And, you know, the Senate's sort of a weird body that works in its own ways. And so if there's a shift in mood pretty quickly, and a nominee can be in trouble and have to withdraw or be defeated.
David Graham is with us right now. He's a staff writer for The Atlantic, where he covers U.S. politics and global news. And we're talking about President-elect Donald Trump's nomination of ExxonMobil chairman and CEO Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. And Tillerson does come with the recommendation of three former cabinet secretaries, including Condoleezza Rice and James Baker. What do you make of their support, and what have they said?
So it's fairly interesting because these are folks who have a lot of currency across the Republican Party. You know, they are old school Republicans, you know, who don't have a reputation for being soft on Russia and their policies. Condoleezza Rice, in fact, was a Sovietologist in academia before she went into government. And so, you know, they maybe have very genuine beliefs that Tillerson is a great fit for this job. They also have some business ties to Tillerson, which might help color their impression. Condi Rice and Robert Gates work for a consulting business that's worked with Exxon. James Baker's law firm, Baker Botts, represents Exxon and also Rosneft. So, you know, you see these places where they have some ties, some business ties as well. So even as we're talking about how Tillerson's ties to Russia through Exxon might affect the way he conducts foreign policy, these former cabinet secretaries' views on foreign policy may be informed by the business ties they also have.
Now, as we've talked about other potential cabinet appointments in the Trump administration, the word controversial has come up for several of them. Is this considered a controversial appointment, or is this one that is maybe not as difficult for some people to swallow, including Democrats?
I think it's controversial in different ways. You can look at somebody like Ben Carson, who had a somewhat divisive presidential campaign, has said that he doesn't think he's qualified to run a federal agency, and who has no experience in housing and urban development, which is the agency he has been nominated to run. You can look at somebody like Scott Pruitt, the EPA administrator nominee, who has a very adversarial attitude and basically thinks that a lot of environmental regulation is bad. So those are controversial in one way. Tillerson is different. I mean, even Tillerson's critics think of him as a very competent administrator and businessman. The question is whether his ties to Russia and his lack of experience in diplomacy ought to rule him out. And what's interesting is for all of the controversy that you get, particularly on the left, about people like Pruitt and about Carson, Tillerson is the first one that seems to have really raised some red flags for Republicans in the Senate, who are the people who will make the decision about whether he gets confirmed.
What sorts of signals might we see in the coming days and weeks that Senate Republicans will be receptive to this pick, or maybe that the opposition will pick up?
Yeah, that's a good question. If you look at the statements from people like Rubio and McCain, you know, they are careful to leave the door open. They say that they're very concerned. They have a lot of questions they would like to ask Tillerson. But they don't say they would not support him unequivocally. So he'll be making the rounds. You know, he'll be meeting with senators. He'll be talking to the press. He'll be talking to about what his views are. And so that'll be a chance for him to signal where his views are on Russia and what his foreign policy might be like. And then we'll start to see those senators and other senators coming out with their decisions about, you know, whether they can go forward. I think a lot of it depends what they hear from him, both one-to-one and in hearings and his public statements.
And for some senators, will he need to unequivocally condemn Vladimir Putin?
I think he will have to condemn him in some way, which is a difficult needle to thread. If he's being picked because he has a good relationship with the Kremlin, he has to be careful about how he goes about that. And it looks as though that might be an important reason for his selection. On the other hand, he does have to convince enough of these senators that he's not going to be a sort of pushover. He's not going to do the bidding of the Kremlin. And so he'll have to thread that needle, which I guess will be a good demonstration of whether or not he has the diplomatic chops it takes to be the nation's top diplomat.
David, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was David Graham, staff writer for The Atlantic, where he covers U.S. politics and global news. He was with us there to talk about President-elect Trump's nomination of ExxonMobil chairman and CEO Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State.